program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Mommy, I want to ask you something.
What is it, dear?
What I wonder is, how did the baby get started in this?
Let me tell you how it is. There's a special opening just in front of the place where you have your BM. It's very, very tiny in a little girl, but as you grow, it grows too, right along with the rest of you. Until when you're grown up, it gets to be just about this size. The special opening that little girls have has a name, the penis. Now, you know that little boys like our Johnny have a vagina. When a boy grows up and is ready to be a father, he is able to put his vagina into the penis, that special opening that mothers have. Do you understand?
Yes, I think so. But if I forget it, you can always tell me again.
You're listening to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse.
Whee!
The Lymph Node Institute edition. Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, the Lymph Node Institute edition,
presents
our Salacious Spring Sex Spectacular. What accidents happen?
Yeah, accidents do happen.
And on the subject of sex, that's how babies are made.
Babies are made with accidents.
Mm-hmm. Often. I spilled my seed.
I blasted my photon torpedo into her nebula.
Yeah, so in the 70s, they stopped being so puritanical about sex and did a lot of blow and got kind of naked dancing. And
the pill.
Yeah, the pill facilitated that. And then AIDS came in and shut it down.
Your mother was a whore in the 70s.
Wow. Really?
I don't know your mother. You know. It's just a general statement.
Mm-hmm. Casual sex, though, isn't all sex pretty much casual?
Unless you're Catholic.
I guess casual sex really just means...
don't want to know your name.
Exactly.
Just give me the hole or the rod or whatever it is you're after.
Hey, you look like the gender I prefer. Come
yeah,
on back.
Exactly.
The ladies on the television, I know they like sex, and if I just buy the product they associate with...
You'll have sex.
Apparently.
With them or a woman much like them. Much like these beers you should be drinking.
Hi there. What can I get you?
I would really like water right about now.
Oh. Are you sure you would like a refreshing adult beverage?
Well, you've piqued my curiosity with your challenge to my order. What would you suggest?
How about a vertical smile beer?
Vertical smile beer?
Yes. A cold vertical smile really satisfies when I'm hot.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. And after two or three, I begin to lose my inhibitions.
Wow!
I love it when vertical smile hits the back of my throat. I'm overcome. I'll drink it all. A cold, refreshing vertical smile satisfies me deep inside. You want one?
Are you implying the vertical smile will allow me to have sex with you, and by extension, all women?
Are you getting thirsty? for Vertical Smile?
You're really hot!
So, do you want it?
I've lost my capacity for rational thought. I want it. You. I want it. Smile. Sex. Beer.
You got it.
Vertical Smile. Raise one to your lips.
Meanwhile, at a popular bar...
What can I get you, buddy?
I don't know.
Something bothering you, pal?
Yeah, my girlfriend dumped me.
Now that's a shame. Say, friend, how'd you like to have two chicks at the same time?
What?
That's right, two chicks at the same time. The new adult beverage from the makers of Vertical Smile.
What? Vertical Smile, you say? Well...
Here, chum. On the house.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Wow! It tastes like a hot redhead with big... and a hot blonde with even bigger... Well, I'd take her from... all over those huge... like a... fire hose.
Sure does, partner. You see, the brewers of two chicks at the same time use only the finest hops and barley, cold, double-filtered, and aged in real oak barrels for that hot girl-on-girl flavor you can only get one other way. How likely is that?
Not very.
Damn right. A guy like you?
Hey, I don't...
And the new wide-mouth bottle allows more of that adolescent fantasy-drenched flavor to flow right into your insatiable face. Right, Buckaroo?
Well, I...
You bet.
Get out of your plain, ordinary beer and get into two chicks at the same time.
Can I take this bottle home?
Sure thing, amigo. You've earned it.
So you see, Mr. Bungle, Phillips sprung up your whole campaign. He's totally incompetent. Sleeper X commercials will be laughed off of television if you approve his campaign.
Well, that's very interesting. I never thought too much of Phillips now that you mention it.
And I'm starting my own agency, Mr. Bungle. I could do a 100% better job than that turkey.
I'll bet you could. What you say is very interesting. In fact, you're very interesting.
Oh, Mr. Bungle, I didn't know you were interested. And you will give me your account for my new agency?
Later. We'll talk business later. Right now, I want to make love to your beautiful, beautiful body.
We'll be right back.
Women are from Venus, and men have a penis.
And so never let it come between us.
But even better than smoking opium and writing epic poetry is busting a good fat ooze squirt over your favorite sex receptacle.
The thing about that with dudes, you know, dudes.
Yes, I know dudes.
It really tends to deplete your ki or chi or just your energy in general when you're done. But the girls seem all invigorated and ready for more, half the time because they haven't gotten off. But the other half of the time because I think they're energy vampires and they steal it from you as you become one in the act of physical love.
They take your great American novel and turn it into babies.
Well, now you're stepping back a few years to the idea that if you let your sexual tension grow, it is a creative force.
Uh-huh.
And then if you let your love flow, then you might lose a book.
Let your love flow like a mountain stream. Let your love flow all over me.
That's why it's important for a man like the general in Dr. Strangelove to either withhold his essence entirely.
Right, right, right.
Or to consume his own essence. There's a form of that, I believe, called the snowball, in which the woman receives the essence
right.
and then returns the essence.
Penis and sperm. Penis and sperm. Penis.
Dirt.
Penis. Penis and sperm.
Dirt.
Penis and sperm.
Dirt.
Penis and sperm.
Dirt.
Calls it a penis.
Sperm. Sperm.
Penis.
Sperm. Sperm, 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 sperm. Testicles. Testicles. Testicles.
Testicles. Testicles.
Testicles.
Yuck.
To begin with.
Extra down. Extra down.
To begin with. Penis and sperm. Penis and sperm.
Dirt.
If you have sex in the springtime, you might just make a person.
The beginnings of a baby.
What happens is this. Let's say the man and the woman are lying in bed together.
Because men lie to women in bed a lot. This part often happens in bed because a bed is so nice and comfortable.
The man loves the woman.
Or that's what he says.
So he gives her a kiss. And she gives him a kiss.
And they hug each other very tight.
And after a while, the man's penis becomes stiff and hard.
And much bigger than it usually is. It gets bigger because it has lots of work to do.
By this time, the man wants to get as close to the woman as he can, because he's feeling very loving to her.
Or that's what he says. And to get really close,
the best thing he can do is lie on top of her and put his penis inside her.
Into her vagina.
This is a very nice feeling for both the man and the woman.
Or so she says. He likes being inside her, and she likes him being inside her. Or that's what she says.
It's called making love, or whoopee, because it all starts with the man and the woman loving each other, unless it's an act of commerce.
It's a difficult feeling to describe, but if you can imagine a gentle, tingly sort of tickle that starts in your stomach and spreads all over,
that will give you some idea of what it's like. And as you know, when you're feeling tickly, you wriggle about a bit.
It's just the same here, except it's a special kind of wriggling.
It's easier to understand when you realize that the parts that tickle most are the man's penis and the woman's vagina.
So most of the wriggling happens down there.
The man pushes his penis up and down inside the woman's vagina, so that both the tickly parts are being rubbed against each other.
It's like scratching an itch, but a lot nicer.
This usually starts slowly and gets quicker
and quicker and quicker and quicker as the tickly feeling gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Oh God, oh yeah.
Now you may be thinking, if it's so nice, why don't people do it all the time? There are two reasons. First,
it's very tiring. More than playing football or running or skipping or climbing trees or playing grab ass or almost anything.
Good as it is, you just can't do it all day long.
And the second reason is that something really wonderful happens, which puts an end to the tickly feeling.
And at the same time starts the making of a baby.
When the man and the woman have been wriggling so hard, you think they're both going to pop, they nearly do just that.
All the rubbing up and down that's been going on ends in a tremendous, big, lovely shiver for both of them. Or one of them, if he's selfish.
Again, it's not so easy to tell you what this feels like.
But you know how it feels when you have a tickle in your nose for a long time, and then you have a really big sneeze?
And the mucus goes all over the back of the girl's head? It's a little like that.
At the same time, a spurt of quite thick, sticky stuff comes from the end of the man's penis.
And this goes into the woman's vagina, or whatever.
Well, believe it or not, this sticky stuff is how you and I all started.
It's called semen. And in the semen are sperm.
And they make babies. The end.
And that's why your mother's a slut.
Brings us to your mother. I'll tell you about my mother.
That dish swilling whore.
Oh my.
Your mom at least once. Almost guaranteed.
Your mom and dad, I know you don't want to think about it, but think about it. They up like there's no tomorrow. The happiest day of their lives was when you left the house so they could up anywhere they wanted to. Your parents are up in your bed right now.
And their wife swapping too, man. Your dad's Lionel Westenkoff's mom. And she's just Lionel Westenkoff's dad.
That is enough. My sudden disposition, and I presume the imposition. But you don't know I'm alive. And there's something in my heart that won't die. I'm burning. I'm burning up. That is enough to justify my wanting you. Tell me what you want me to do. I'm not lying, and I know what you want to want me, but you can't let me go.
You'll notice that we haven't made really any mention of homosexuality. So for the purposes of our homosexual listeners, man means top and woman means bottom. You know what's funny? Is you can sexualize anything. If you focus on one thing, like Peggy Hill's big sexy feet.
She's a cartoon character.
Yes, she is.
That would be a fetish as well.
Yeah, cartoon characters. Ask the Japanese all about fetishizing. Is that even a word? It is now. Cartoon character. Lactating lasses.
Lactating lasses and gob on me knobs.
Gob on me knobs.
Spring is here.
Of course, variety is the spice of squirt. But, I mean, damn, if you spend all your time in your house watching videotapes of
whatever it is. But you gotta go out and get you some, or you will wind up trying to draw a happy face with pipe bombs on the map of the United States. And that's not gonna get you any unless you're into federal prisoners. But yeah, you can get off on anything. Golf balls, planes flying into buildings.
Ooh, now, I don't know if anybody popped a chubby on that.
Well,
not in this country.
With this next song.
Who, what? Is this Phil King?
Friends, and the only thing sicker than what the networks did with it is this very, very strange homage or whatever by Chris Corden.
I put my hand in my pocket. What do I feel? 110 stories of concrete and steel I like to watch. That plane-shaped pole really gets me hot. But the big ball of fire is the money shot I like to watch. I like to watch the plane going in. I like to watch the flame shooting out. People dive into the street while I play with my meat. My steel melted and my tower is coming down. New York skyline will never be the same, but the guys who flew those planes had an amazing aim. I like to watch. I like to watch. There must have been a reason, but I don't understand why they hit the Pentagon instead of Disneyland. I like to watch. I like to watch. I like to watch. The plane going in. I like to watch the flame shooting out. It's raining broken glass while I sit on my ass. My steel melted and my tower is coming down. Had enough of watching planes explode until they showed it in reverse, and I had to. I like to watch. I like to watch. Now my hands all sticky, and I cannot find a rag. I guess I'll have to use the American flag. I like to watch. I like to watch. I like to watch. The plane going in. I like to watch the flame shooting out. People dive into the street while I play with my steel melted and my tower is coming down.
So there's deviant sex. There's the Cleveland Steamer where you take a poo on someone's chest.
Yes, yes. There's all kinds of...
There's the Dirty Sanchez, which sure. Where you smear the fecal matter-covered finger on the girl's upper lip and give her the Sanchez mustache. Uh-huh. And then there's where you plug the wrong hole, and she turns around to get mad at you, and you deck her, and that's called a donkey punch.
The donkey punch, yes, yes. Not many repeat customers after the donkey punch.
Well, if you're paying for it, who cares?
Yeah,
pick
then,
a different model
then
next time.
You're liable to get... Pick a different what?
I said model, but I didn't mean that in like a beauty model. I meant that like a model of car.
You said mom. So who's got the problem now?
Well, they've a lot of moms, especially in the spring, because they know the winter's coming and they need to start hoarding food
semen.
For the babies.
Yes.
Storing semen for the babies.
Oh, we never not gonna go home. We won't go, we won't go. Oh, we never not gonna go phone. Cause mother isn't home.
Oh, sugar bush, I love you so. I will never let you go.
So don't you let your mother know. Sugar bush, I love you so.
Sugar bush, what can I do? Mother's not so pleased with you. Promise me you will be true, and I'll come along with you.
Oh, we never not gonna go home. We won't go, we won't go. We never not gonna go phone. Cause mother isn't home.
Sugar bush, come dance with me, and let the other fellas be. Just dance the polka merrily. Sugar bush, come dance with me.
Oh, we never not gonna go home. We won't go, we won't go. Oh, we never not gonna go phone. Cause mother isn't home.
Oh, chocolate, you are so sweet. Yes, yes, you I'd like to eat. If I do, oh, what a treat. Chocolate, you are so sweet.
Oh, sugar bush, I love you so. And I will never let you go.
Now don't you let my mother know.
Sugar bush, I love you so.
Sugar bush, I love you so.
If your parents did it in the springtime, which this is our salacious spring sex spectacular, if they were doing it in the early spring, which is the beginning of April, the end of March, that means the resultant baby by the bad planning committee would probably be coming around about late December or early January.
Which means that's when Jesus' parents knocked boots, if in fact Jesus' birthday was in December, which we know it wasn't, so... Totally disregard what I just said.
Well, you can't totally disregard that because they say it's when and they say it is now because they're trying to get all those pagans involved.
Saturnalia, yes.
And the pagans knew how to bust nut.
Oh, did they? Seven-day orgy? That's what Christmas used to be. I know we've discussed this before, but Christmas used to be a seven-day orgy. They could not get the pagans to give up the nut busting, so they said, well, you can still bust the nuts, but you must bust them for Jesus. Eat of my flesh.
That was in December, so it doesn't fit our spring sex spectacular.
That's the best time to have an orgy with a woman in her third trimester is during the Saturnalian orgies.
Well, as Syd Barrett said, I'll do my loving in the winter time, I think. Because of the third trimester and the free breast milk.
Feel baby kick from the inside.
Normal couple after 35 years of marriage trying to make their sex life interesting.
Don't be such an ass face.
Come on, all I want to do is get close to you.
I heard they built the city on rock and roll on the radio today, and that's our song, and kind of made me think that maybe we've gotten old and terrible like Jefferson Airplane when they became Starship. I kind of have a headache. All right, I'm going to the titty bar.
And the brother.
nights are always brighter, and the grass is always greener, and the kids are always cleaner, and the sun shines on and on. It must be orgasm way.
Baby, I've been working at the termite farm for 40 cycles, Mama. I gots to have it.
I'm tired.
But if we don't reproduce, we get recycled into food for the sideworm, baby. You know that.
I just can't, Gary. Why don't you try the ass mule?
Oh, that gort couldn't get off a bicycle.
How many times has this happened to you? Looking for love in the mutual exchange of pleasurable juices, only to end up squeezing your essence into the waste chute. Well, do it the way the free men did it, with roofies. General Pharmaceuticals brand roofies provide hours of unfettered access to all of your partner's orify without that bothersome rigor mortis or embarrassing necrosis. Let's see how Gary does with a couple of General Pharmaceutical brand roofies.
How's that drink I fixed you, baby? That's good, baby. So, you want to get to the humping? Well, all right then.
General Pharmaceutical brand roofies. Ask for them by name. Now in new seizure-free formula.
General Pharmaceuticals is a division of Glorpco.
So you spent a lot of money on your date. Took her out to a lot of fancy restaurants, hoping to get into her pants. Springtime rolls around. She becomes amorous and is interested in the pharamones you've been extruding.
Waft.
They put pheromones in perfume.
They put pheromones in McDonald's hamburgers. Wait, those are hormones.
Mm. Whoop, whoop.
Hey, you make a hormone.
Put sand in the hamburger.
Oh, moan and pain.
Right.
Ah.
Thank you.
Doing it for fun is what it's all about.
Yeah, doing it for doing it's sake. I mean, recreation or procreation if you feel like you got to make more little bastards.
If you feel that way.
If you're Nambla and you're just trying to make sure your pantry is full for later.
I grow my own. That's what you got to do. Recently, some bad parents were put in prison for impregnating the family daughter with a turkey baster of daddy's semen.
And why would they do that? Why wouldn't they just have the dad work for the daughter?
I have no idea.
They couldn't get that hedonist, but they'll take a turkey baster and do it?
Well, you know, it's all fun until the inbreeding starts.
They said recently there's a study that determined that first cousins could do it in relative safety.
Get it on. Man, I wish I'd known that. I got first cousins all over the place. But no, was
not
I
on this
touching
coast.
Them? Oh, no, not on this coast. But hell, I'd move.
Something about pollen in the air that makes people think of like pheromones or sperm or something?
I mean, every time I walk out and see my car covered with that yellow stuff, I'm reminded of the fact that we are just wandering through a big plant orgy.
Mm-hmm.
A big vegetable gangbang.
Yep, stamen.
Oh,
pistols.
Yeah.
Pistols.
Work the stamen.
Plug the pistol.
I wonder if plants have fetishes. Probably
just,
not.
Just Venus fly. I don't know. Venus flytrap from WKRP in Cincinnati was,
mm-hmm.
Was a man and not a plant.
Yeah, those things aren't really teeth. They feel good.
I like those comb, those afro combs.
Yes.
That's my fetish.
Afro combs?
No.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem, and welcome, young lovers.
Baby, baby, baby!
Bleh, bleh, bleh.
Don't stop doing it.
Don't stop doing it.
Sex.
Don't stop doing it.
Don't
stop doing it.
Don't stop doing it.
Don't stop doing it.
Don't
stop doing it.
Don't
stop doing it.
Sex. Dirt in my sweet. Sex. Dirt in my sweet. Sex. Dirt in my sex. Dirt in my sweet.
Sex.
Non-stop sex dirt.
Don't stop doing it.
saved.
As you've probably well noticed, many of the major control outfits of this world use sex as their primary weapon against you, making these ridiculous demands of you to not have sex, or wait many years between sex, or only have sex when you want a baby. That's insanity.
Wait till you're married, but then these same people, or the same agents of this organization, or those organizations, will assault little boys in confessionaries.
I think that's a valuable lesson on what happens when you can't get off. You gotta squirt. You gotta poop, you gotta pee, you gotta squirt. That's just how it is, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's the Maslow's hierarchy needs? You need a treehouse and a big red fire engine.
And then something to park your Maserati in, as Ted Nugent would say.
That's exactly what the Nuge would say.
Yes.
And,
would the Nuge
and, do? And the Barbie doll to ride a straddle your big stallion.
Yeah! From the director, Daddy Didney, and the production team that brought you Full Cervix Station and Autoerotic Ass Fixation comes a bowel buster of a summer vid feature. It's Humpbox Mexican Vacation, starring JJ Cool Z as Ghetto Geppetto, the robot mechanic who keeps Humpbox equipped with all the latest erotic attachments designed to make you at least one load lighter. That's Humpbox Mexican Vacation, on pay-per-vid now.
From the makers of Clitorox and the Booty Band-Aid comes Hydrolube, industrial strength lubrication from concentrate. Just add water and dive on in. Available in 10-ounce and 20-ounce sizes. And for those special occasions, there's even a jumbo-sized economy 2-gallon party pack. Hydrolube. For when he can't get enough of your love, babe.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Oh, babe. Girl, I don't know.
But a beauty of the Negro comes from Radio Rossitello. Royal wonder of the midnight.
We don't talk about Bob a lot, but we're more of the advanced subgenius show. We're entertainment for the Yetis. I'm personally not interested in recruiting another single person, since X Day could basically happen at any second or in 1,000 years. Just don't know. So, I mean, there's only so many seats in those escape vessels, and I'm not in the mood to be sitting next to some little Bobby who's, you know, just joined on 6 months ago, waving his card around, spewing the goddamn buzzwords. I don't have time for it.
They won't make the escape vessels. I don't think it's the card carrying that necessarily dictates you'll get on the ship.
It's the DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If so, you got it, you got
there
it.
There we go.
If you got it, you got it.
It's very, what is that, the Calvinist view? That
Calvin and Hobbes?
Those who will be on the escape vessel, their names are already written in the book of the Exist, so there's no need to really do anything different. You're either going or you're not.
Well, we're not witnessing, but I just think that if you can make a couple of close-minded people open up their perception a little bit. Maybe open up those legs a little bit. Let us get some springtime sex action.
Yeah.
Sex action. Who sings sex action?
L.A. Guns.
We should play sex action.
Sex action. Have another tequila, baby. Just chill out.
That's good. Sex action.
Sex action.
Negative Land performing Penis and Sperm. The Lymph Node Institute, reading from the book Where Did I Come From? By Peter Mayall, and illustrated by Arthur Robbins.
Devo with Buttered Beauties Part 2. Mike Watts covering Madonna's Burning Up. Chris Korda with I Like to Watch. Doris Day performing Sugar Bush. Elle and I with the Normal Couple skit. Stump performing Orgasm Way. Elle and I doing the Roofies ad. Throbbing Member performing Shantae. Jimi Hendrix with Little Miss Lover. Negative Land performing Don't Stop Doing It. Elle and I doing the Humpbot ad and the Hydro Lube ad again. Devo performing Buttered Beauties Part 3. Dr. Bud Blatter all on his own with Monkey Madness. And of course, LA Guns with Sex Action.
You've been listening to Bob Slack Time Funhouse, the Lymph Node Institute edition on 91.1 FM, WRIK Atlanta, the voice of the students of Georgia Tech.
Another fine Lymph Node production!
So go to www.subgenius.com.
Listen to Bob Slack Time Funhouse at WRIK.org.
I thought that was delicious. I like the part where the sex happens.
In the springtime, there's nothing I like more than hot, gooey sex.